Have your say. 1300 872 911. Macca's Talking Cairns. Classic hits. 846 4CA.
Now, talking about having your say, people obviously are either off the record or on the record talking to the councillors about the Esplanade redevelopment. It's an interesting thing too, because there's all sorts of views. Everyone's having their say. Are there any surprises? Don't know. Matt, find out in just a moment. But let me quote from page 9 of the Cairns Post. That is, it's Chris Calcino. A bombardment of businesses and events hoping to use the city's premier slice of real estate has forced a quick rethink about what residents want from the Cairns Esplanade. Now, the Glitter Strip's $28 million dining precinct redevelopment has cemented its status as a prime location for event organisers, with the council fielding a recent influx of inquiries. Now it knows what direction it wants to take, and it looks like there could be a lot more activations coming. Now, the Planning and Environment Committee has endorsed a new Esplanade usage policy after sifting through more than 2,000 responses from the community. Almost everyone who didn't live next door agreed it needed a shake-up. I'm not quite sure what the shake-up means here, but I won't go through all the details. Further in the article, it reads, in terms of new types of activations, people wanted to see more movies and projections. That's 64%. Younger residents wanted more adventure-based activities. This is a dining precinct. They want more adventure-based activities and amusement rides, while the older crowd liked more casual and social events. There was also strong support for markets and food and wine festivals. That's probably not a surprise, because that time we had the Commonwealth Games, it was chock-a-block down there for a week, which had the atmosphere of a food and wine festival, actually. Now, just the other day, I had Danny Betros on the line. He's the managing director, CBRE, talking about the transition in ownership of Barnacle Bills to George Papagello. Now, he's going to give us some views, I'm hoping, on where we need to be going with this Esplanade. He's in the CBD all the time and has very strongly held beliefs about where we need to be going in our CBD. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, John.
What did you think about this public response? People, all 2,000 of them, want to have a say in where we're going with the Esplanade dining precinct.
Well, look, so far so good with the precinct, although the last 3 days has obviously kicked everybody up the backside for a little while. It's just disappointing to see the numbers drop off along the Esplanade with lockdowns in Brisbane and everywhere else. But look, the place is looking, the Esplanade is looking really good. It's very appealing. I have had no negative feedback about the appearance or the functionality of everything going on there. My own view is that the traffic, I personally believe the whole Esplanade should be blocked off every night.
Yeah.
After 5 o'clock, because I noticed a number of people with extremely low IQ speeding and, screeching and that sort of thing in front of the restaurants, which is very disappointing. But, you can't do much about the brainless of society that have to show off. But, look, that's one issue. With respect to, amusement rides and whatnot, I mean, I think the big wheel is coming back. I'm not sure when, but I believe that was to come back. COVID might have killed that as well. But look, I can tell you there are some other very good entertainment type activities coming to Cairns, which we hope to make an announcement very, very soon about a very big facility, which a lot of people will be excited about. But it won't be on the Esplanade. I don't think the Esplanade is a place for permanent, amusement rides or, that sort of thing. All in favour of much, much better markets. And it's been one of my great campaigns with council to get the markets down Shield Street.
Yes.
So got some continuity. Sometimes you can over concentrate everything on the Esplanade. You've got to remember the Esplanade is just one part of the CBD.
Yes.
So, and I've always used the case of the Salamanca markets in Hobart, if everyone's ever been there. Probably the best markets I've ever seen, but they go, very colourful, different coloured tents, flags. It could go down Shield Street, right down to as far as, Lake Street, and would actually continue to drag people down there.
Yeah.
Which is what we need to really liven up that part of the city.
Mm.
So, I think markets are a great idea, and as I've said many times, you might do them 2 or 3 times a week. You might have a lot of food trucks down Shield Street one night. You might have fresh food markets on another day other than Friday, when Rusty's is there.
Mm.
There are different themes you can do. So I think the Esplanade, they've done the hard work, the hard yards there.
Mm.
Looks good. But now we need to look at how to activate it and to get some ideas going, which are people attractors. The gardens look great. you know, but you can only get to go down there and look at gardens so often. We want the locals to enjoy this part of the town. So you've got to activate the CBD and you've got to tie it in with the Esplanade. So
yeah.
Give people a reason to go, Bob Manning. Give people a reason to go to the CBD. Don't just make it look pretty. Have some activities. You can do all sorts of things with kids, with adults and whatnot. And that's a lot more than having a, you know, a fancy wheel out the front or an amusement ride. But that's what we need.
But the big wheel might be coming back, you're saying. I'd forgotten all about that.
It was coming back, but, you know, like most things, COVID's probably either put it back or delayed it or cancelled it altogether. But
yeah.
I'm sure, you know, I've had a few run-ins with Amy Eden about, you know, the Esplanade and the appearance and some things, and lights are out here and there. And, you know, it's a shame, you know, since Bruce Gardner left, he's been able to ring up Bruce and say, hey, mate, you know, all the lights are out on the Esplanade, what's going on? And things that get done straight away. Nowadays, you've got to request and wait for it and bureaucracy. Add down there. So, but anyway, that's what we need to do. We need to activate it and get some activity going.
Now, you just mentioned something about some entertainment activity, some secretive thing. You said.
Very secretive.
Well, you can't do that. Give me a hint.
Look, it certainly won't appeal to you and I, John, but it'll be a much younger generation. And, I'm quite excited by it. And we're putting final touches on a significant deal just right on the edge of the CBD, and yeah, we're going to make some announcements very soon with a bit of luck.
Who's we?
CBRE.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. You're branching out, Daniel.
No, I'm not. We're just acting for people with a lot more money than you and I.
Okay. Oh, not more money than you. I don't believe that for a moment. Now, can I ask you, this is really interesting because I've had callers come and say, we've got to fix this thing on the Esplanade with these idiots from the suburbs coming in with their noisy vehicles and pushing all the smoke across the dining area, et cetera, and just absolute lunatics. Now, they've said close it down except for vehicles delivering, which seems like common sense. There seems to be not a reluctance from the council, but they're pondering the future of it, given this appalling behaviour that you're talking about. Everyone's saying the only way to control these lunatics is to stop them getting in there. What are your thoughts all day? You're saying after 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I think about 5 or 4. It doesn't matter. I think if you just close it off, and then it becomes a very pedestrian-friendly area.
Yeah.
And walk around without some moron coming through in his hotted-up car with his girlfriend hanging out with tattoos everywhere. You know, you just need to get it family friendly, and you know, we don't need a conga line of potted up vehicles going through there at 7 and 8 o'clock at night. I mean, and there shouldn't be any deliveries at all after 5 o'clock. I mean, anyone delivering food and beverage at that time of the day needs their head read, and any organisation wants to accept deliveries at that time has lost the plot as well. So I don't see why it can't be closed off every day from, I don't know, whether it be 4 o'clock or whatever. I'd go 4 o'clock, close it off.
Mm.
It becomes a very friendly area, good for families. And then, you know, maybe once a month you do different activities on the Esplanade. Like, I like the idea of the big screen, and you can have a family movie night on a Friday night, get families down there, they eat down. But not everything focused on the Esplanade. You've got to look into the CBD.
Yes, exactly.
The council's got its own marketing officer. He should be out there gauging feedback as to what sort of entertainment. Also, look at other cities and what they do.
Yeah.
You know, a good copy is much, much better than a bad original, John. So, you know, whatever's working elsewhere, use that. Put together a number of, you know, ideas and get it going.
I love that Salamanca idea. I love that Salamanca idea. I think that's great. But if only we could draw it a little bit further down towards in the Cairns central direction, because some of those businesses down there are, well, they're looking at what's happening on the Esplanade, saying there's $28 million gone on the people on the Esplanade. What about us?
Well, you imagine like one day a week or one evening a week, you know, you had a whole row of craft beer operators and wine people down there.
Yes.
You know, and then you have associated tables sitting around with a few food trucks. I mean, that would be fantastic.
Yes.
Particularly in 8 months, you know, it's not going to work in December, January and February, you know, when it's raining and stinking hot. But there are, you can actually do these things, trial them. You've got to give them a go. I mean, Cairns has got some excellent craft brewers at the moment. There's 3 or 4 of them. You know, they still do their own stands. There's also some wine people.
Yeah.
And some non-alcoholic. You can get, non-alcoholic drinks, fruit cocktails, et cetera. That can be another stall. You put them down Shields and right from the Esplanade down into Shields. You have tables. you have a food trucks with pizzas and all that sort of stuff. Mm. You've got to give people a reason to go to the Esplanade, you know? Mm. I feel like stamping that on the forehead of some of our councillors, you know? Just get off your ass and think of ideas that bring people into the CBD. This is just one of probably a dozen ideas that I believe would work. Mm. And then you attract a different demographic as well. It's not all about mum, dad and kids. You've got to get the millennials in there, get them off their phones and get them in there. And they might only last for 3 to 6 months, but then you think of different ideas. You need a good marketing approach.
This has been very interesting as always, Daniel. Thank you.
No worries, Josh.
Danny Betros, Managing Director, CBRE Cairns. He never leaves us in any doubt as to what he really thinks about matters. 21 to 11. Every Saturday.